This is Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution on WYSO. I'm Lewis Wallace. This is our series of stories by and about incarcerated women. Today, we hear a story that's really painful for me to share. One of the students in our class at the prison, Alicia Federici, got out just after the class ended. She's from Waverly in Pike County, and she went home to her family. Alicia had been in on charges related to heroin addiction, and she fell back into it just a few days after her release. 3 weeks later, she died of an overdose. In an interview with another incarcerated woman, Shannon Evans, Alicia had talked about her struggle with drugs.
I grew up in a very well-established family, Italians, of course, so very loud and rambunctious, and I had a twin sister who is also the very most interesting character, I suppose, of my life, and partner in crime, you could say, best friend. She's definitely my other half, that's for sure. But, you know, I was immersed directly into sports, gymnastics, being my whole entire life for about 17 years from the time I was 3 till I was 19. And I climbed very high in the levels there, you could say. And so then all of a sudden I had trained a little too hard and broke my back. So I became dependent on pain pills that I was prescribed. And of course, in high school, I missed out on all of the glory days, you could say. And so, but my twin didn't. So when, you know, Alicia had downtime, then Ashley was the one, you know, hey, do this, try it like this. Hey, maybe we could do this with this, you know. And so, of course, me being, you know, naive to the life at the time, was gung-ho about it. We were, you know, 100 miles per hour, hit the ground running. And so risk-taking, I suppose, was a lead factor in the heroin epidemic of my life, I suppose.
Did anybody ever warn you when you were in your addiction deep that, you know, it was either prison or death? Did you ever hear that terminology?
I feel that, yes, I did hear it. Honestly, I did. Did I choose to believe it or understand it? No, I definitely chose to ignore. My twin actually said to me, and I'll never forget, she said, if you try this, you're going to love it. You're never going to stop. And that's exactly how it happened. That's exactly how it happened. I was definitely forewarned by somebody who was currently, you know, in the midst of addiction. And this was like right on the cusp, you know, right before you start. But it was still like, let's do it. So I feel like risk-taking was kind of like, you know, going from I'm not afraid to do double backflips on this, you know, 4-inch wide beam to, you know, I really don't care what this is going to do to me. And I feel like it was a giant factor in why I was not afraid to just stick a needle in my arm and go for it.
May I ask how long you were an addict?
I've been an addict prior to prison for the past, you know, 4 years, four years. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever been to any rehab facilities before prison?
Yes, I have. We tried the whole rehab thing 3 times, actually. I've been to one community-based correctional facility twice and completed both times. You know, I don't know if consciously I was faking it to make it, but subconsciously, you know, there was still a reserve there, but nothing has seemed to really make an impact as much as this.
You feel the difference this time is that you have a made-up mind and you didn't before, you weren't taking it seriously, or this time you're taking it more seriously because of your circumstances?
I think that's a good question because I think about that a lot. Being an addict, it's kind of, I want to cover my ground before I get there type deal. But a lot of the time I have to sink my own ship to realize that I want it to still be floating, and you really don't know what you got until it's gone type deal. And I think that those are the lessons that you know, cut deep with me, if you will, because, you know, they're the hardest ones to grasp, you know, and you have to live through it. You have to live through it. And I think that's my biggest thing, is I gotta like live to learn.
Alicia Rose Federici died on Easter Sunday. She had just turned 26. We aired this story with the permission of both of her parents, who said they wanted to get the message out about drug addiction. WYSO thanks Tony Federici and Susan Rose. I'm Lewis Wallace for WYSO.